All right, good morning. This is Commissioner Brooks. Joining me is Commissioner Van Beek. It is Tuesday, March 10th, 9:31. We have a meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider, it looks like, four action items. Is there any reason we should not take these in the order that they are presented? Anybody got anywhere to go real quick? Okay, so first one, consider a resolution reappointing Anita Johnson to the Planning and Zoning Commission. That would be you, Assistant Director.
So, Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, Commissioner Johnston was a replacement for former Commissioner Villafana, and her temporary term expired yesterday when our troubles seemed so far away. And we just wanted to reappoint her for 3 years, and so her term would end in March of 2029. Is that fair? Okay.
And Aaron Bazzoli, our chief lead in the prosecutor's office, is doing the silent clap, so I'm assuming this has his seal of approval.
No, it was just, I don't care who gets assigned. I just thought the yesterday line was very well done.
That is, he's always clever. So the assistant director has a great sense of dry humor, which I really appreciate. I am for, and I am confident that this recommendation would not come without a good foundation, and I really appreciate the leadership and development services. I was a part of the committee that interviewed Ms. Johnson, and so I am in favor, if you are, Chairman.
Motion is in order.
Chairman, I move that the board reappoints Anita Johnson to the Canyon County Planning and Zoning Commission for a term that will conclude on March 9th, 2029, as presented.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is to consider Canyon County's agreement with Wright Systems Incorporated. Does that ring a bell for anybody? No.
Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
And I apologize. I was out Friday afternoon, but we do have this on. We've reviewed this specific agreement. Send it back. It has been approved by legal, but it has not been signed by Wright Systems. We typically like to have these agreements signed first by the company and then presented to the board so it's not hanging out there. We also received another contract from Wright Systems, so we're wanting to clarify. Mr. Webb did a very good job of clarifying this morning, as does Ms. Pendle. Wright Systems does quite a bit of different contract work for the county. So in lieu of having these all as one, they're very specific to the task that they're doing, the scope of work. So we have another one as well that's been reviewed that we'll get back to Mr. Webb, and then maybe we can bump this to next Tuesday. I think this should give him enough time, or we can try it for Thursday if the board wants, to just make sure that Wright Systems authorized representatives are signing these ahead of the board.
Yeah, Mr. Webb, do you have something to say about that?
I'll follow his lead. I didn't realize we needed it signed. This has just been something that we need to get going. So
what is this one?
Whatever it
for the record, would you like to
for the
talk
record,
about this one?
What this is as part of the Evergreen Agreement where they come in and expand our storage. And so we got a couple projects coming up that really rely on this storage expansion to get done very soon. And so that's why, but we'll get a signature and get it here as fast as possible so we can get this going. I honestly, if we could try for Thursday, I think that would be great.
Okay, I'm in favor of that.
Okay.
Yep, we have the protocol, and thank you.
Right. And no, I sense the urgency.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Madam Clerk, if you can, we also have a support renewal with the Pure X2OR. Which is different than that one. It's another one we just received, I believe. So we can put maybe both agreements on for action items for Thursday.
Perfect.
Morning, preferably. Every time. Yeah, that'll be okay. This is a continuation, so we'll put them both on.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is the application for the 2026 Recreational Boater Safety Grant. Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Chairman, this is in conjunction with the next action item as well.
Okay, sounds good. What do we got?
This is for the Department of Parks and Recreation annual recreational boater safety grant. These funds are utilized for wages. We already match in our budget. Our 55% match will come in the form of wage.
Chairman, we've done this before, and Sergeant Roberts is a qualified instructor and holds regular training programs out at Lake Lowell. I've participated in those and does a great job on the waterways. We have, is it three or, I was reading your document, clarify for me how many Marine Patrol deputies we'll have on that according to the document that you've got here.
So on our document, we have the four patrol, so it's two patrol, two jail deputies, a sergeant who oversees the program with additional safety officers.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for that clarification. And I am totally in favor. We purchased our last boat with this boater safety grant, and so, correct?
The last boat grant purchase was under the Waterways Improvement Fund grant.
Okay.
This is the separate fund, but through the same Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, so lots of great benefits out of being able to qualify for, so we want to highlight the fact grant writers are hard to find sometimes, and Sergeant Roberts does a great job applying for and receiving this grant funding for Kenyon County, so I was privileged to be able to, this isn't that boat, but be over with our fleet department and look at the boat that was recently acquired. Pretty interesting history. The wait was worth it, and we'll have to see how that runs on the water. I've been promised we can get another boat tour, but
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. With that information, if you're ready for a motion, Chairman.
Yes.
I move that the board signs the application for the 2026 Recreational Boater Safety Grant, as well as what we signed the agreement between the Idaho Department of Parks and Rec and Kenyon County for the allocation of the 2026 Recreational Boater Safety Grant Award Funds.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. Do we have anything for open air, or do we have something for executive session?
I believe we have a discussion for executive session.
Thanks.
On consult with legal counsel, not subject to public records.
Okay, Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, for records exempt, and F, to communicate with the board's legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
I second. Commissioner Van Beek, how do you vote?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks votes yes, so we will now retire into executive session at 9:39. Thank you.